We are learning Mesechtas Bamatzia Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 8-9 lines from the top, at the end of a line, Ribbis the Hekdash Heichidami. We just learned that there's no Ribbis when it comes to Hekdash. And actually, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, there's a tzad that there's no Ribbis by the tzedakos of Aniyim, there's no Ribbis, and by Yesoimim, there's a tzad in the Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Kuf Samach, at the end of Simon Kuf Samach, even though we don't pass exactly like that, but there's something like that. But here we're saying there's no Ribbis by Hekdash. Now, Heichidami, what is the case of, we're saying the Ribbis has a miyat of Hekdash. Why is that a miyat of Hekdash? Because by Ribbis it says, Achiv. The Lashon by Ribbis also is Lashon of Achiv, and therefore it doesn't apply to Hekdash. What is a case? How is it possible to have a case where Hekdash is running a bank? What's the case? Ribbis the Hekdash Hekdami. Remember, you have Hekdash, money, you have Hekdash. The only way to make that ois Hekdash is by being mechal down on something else, another item. I have to take the money Hekdash and I buy stones for the Beis HaMikdash, or I buy Kevah's Mikdash. What happens is the Hekdash transfers from the money onto the Keli. It's the only way to get the Hekdash off the money. But if I run a bank out of Hekdash, they will be using Hekdash money. That can't be. So that's Gemara's question, really. Rebbe Stag Hekadami. Ilema the Oisve Gizber Meya. The Gizber lent out $100. And he asks 120 back because he wants to run a business. He wants to make money for Hekdash. It's a very good idea. He's going to make money for Hekdash, and he'll run a bank. So he can't do that. Why? Because that's meila. The oisik gizba meya b'meya v'esrim really mo'al gizbar. The gizbar was moil by giving out Hekdash's money for free. Not for free. Giving out Hekdash's money to use. You can't do that. Even if you charge for it, you can't do that because that's meila. The kiyum shemal gizbar yatz meis v'chulin. Once the gizbar was moil, it goes to chulin. The havelu the hedit, and it belongs to the hedit, and therefore it's a problem with ribbis.
So at any time, without whether he charges more or not.
Right, yeah. If you use the money, economic, exactly. It's me'ila, exactly. So what's the case of ribbis then? So you can't. It's always any time it does me'ila, it goes to chulin. The havelu the hedit. So what's the case? Omer of Hishaya, Hocha Hamayaskina. Here we're talking about Kagoin, Shekibul of a Sapik Slosois, Ma'arba Vomno Shalosh. So I'll speak this out outside first. The halacha is, let's say, someone has a bakery, not a Hekdash, someone has a bakery, and he wants to buy flour the whole year to bake his challis and his pastries. So he goes over to the supplier and says, yeah, I'm paying you up front for the whole year, but I want the price to stay the same. I want the price to be, every 100 pounds is $100. I want to set the price in. And they give you money, and it usually goes up the price a lot of times, but I want to set the price in. I'll pay you fully now, the whole thing now. The luck is, it doesn't work. You know, it works, but it's also to do that. Why? It's called the Isser of Psika al Paris. Because since it might go up, why are you giving a sugar price? Because you gave him money up front. So it's basically a ribbis. Because when you give the supplier the money, he's all happy, he has the money now, he can buy more things, he has cash flow. And the reason why he sets the price in for you is because, the reason why he sets the price is because you give him the money. This is called Psika al Paris, is a gay of a chol yoyim v'yoyim, and people don't realize that this is very negative. You go into a furniture store and they tell you, we have a great deal now. This dining room set is $5,000. I'm telling you, in 2 months, going up to $6,000. Where is it? It's in France. I'm not getting it yet. It's still not a dining room on the boat yet. But if you give me the money now for it, I'm locking in the price $5,000. The law is, it's usher to do it. It's a psika la peris. A lot of people never heard of this. But this is called psika la peris. It's usher. Why? Because why is he giving you the price? It's going to be, the time he delivers the furniture, it's going to be $6,000. Why are you giving $5,000? Because you gave him the money. And therefore, that's called ribbons. So here, Hekdash did this.
Why can't you say the peris the paying you up
front. Right. Yeah.
I bought it today, but the delivery is every week.
Right. So the halacha is, if it's yeshlo, you're right. If he has all those payers in stock, if he has it all in stock, then it works.
He has to have it in stock. The other guy has it.
Seller has to have it in stock. If he has it in stock and he has other people to give it to, he's going to give it to, that'll be fine. But that's like every case of furniture. A lot of times, this dining room set you don't have in stock, you don't have even a similar one. They make it custom made, and therefore they only get one at a time, or swing sets to get by people, or swing sets from the Amish. Those type of cases, they don't have the exact thing. If they have it, yeshlo, they have it. So, also, another case, Yotza, shower would help. Also, we're not going to go into rivers. We'll learn that much in the next part. But in any case, here the case was that the Hekdash set the price in for the flowers. So, halacha is, even though usually it's rivers, you have to give him the price that's right now for the rest of the year. That's the halacha by Hekdash. Let's see it inside now.
Is he buying or selling Hekdash?
Hekdash is buying. He's buying flour for the menachas. So, still, yeah, we'll have a kasha. We'll speak on any kashas we have in a second. Let's just read it first. So, going to Shekibah, love a sapik, slosses, ba'arba, va'omdu mashalosh. Right now it was 4 sa' adala, and it went up to 3 sa' adala. Kretanya, ha'makabal of a sapik sauces ma'arba, you made up to supply Hekdash with 4 sa' per dollar. va'omdu mashalosh, and it went up the price to 3, misavak ba'arba, you got to give 4. You got to give 4. And the opposite is true also. If you set a price mashalosh, and it went down a price, va'omdu ba'arba, you also give him misavak ba'arba, you give him also the better price now, even though you set a price, this price, you give him the better price. Yad hekdash al yayna. So it comes out, here's a case of ribbis. It's a case of ribbis, and hekdash al do it. So it's two very simple questions on this Gemara. Question number one is that it's still a problem of Me'ila over here. Why? Because when I give money to the supplier, that money doesn't turn into flour. The flour is coming the whole year. So it's same problem. The money really was halva. So why is it getting anything? Zaka Tosfos Rosh says that they made a takana, just the only way hekdesh could do business is only this way. It's therefore leiv bez demasna aleim. That's not that'll work. This won't be a me'ila. He says leiv bez demasna fish yesh b'davat tzarech hekdesh. So that's the answer to that problem. But then the Tosfos Rosh says another kasha. Delachayra, it's not ribbis deraisa. This case, psikal peris, ribbis derabanan. It's not ribbis deraisa. Why is it only ribbis derabanan? Because there's no ktsutza. Not for sure going to go up in price. So it's only ribbis derabanan. So how do you say the pas is coming to my this ribbis is only derabanan? So Tosfos Rosh says you're right. He says I read it inside. It says the kasha the high ribbis derach mekach memkar in el derabanan, but not ribbis deraisa kermino the mikra matina hekdesh meribbis. And for Tosfos Rosh, yeshlema tamud lo kam el devar. Dava hoiva. So we're giving looking at sauces. We need a pasuk for a case of the raisa. What would be a case of the raisa? A case would be is that if a guy said he's going to give $100, he says, I'm promising $100 to Hekdesh. So they come to collect him $100. He says, you know what, I don't have money. If you give me a few months, I'll give you $120. So here's a case now, Shalom Ila, and the case of Rivers. He made a pledge, $100 pledge. So he came, Hekdesh collected the pledges. He came over, the guy said, where's my $100? He says, you know what, I don't have money right now. You give me another 2 months, I give you $120. It's ribbis. The loch is, and that's ribbis deraisa. The loch is that's mutter because it's hektish. It's hektish.
It is mutter
because hektish. Because hektish is mutter. That's the chiddush. There's a miyat of hektish. So that's terrorist number one. Terrorist number one on Gemara was the case of psika al peris slosses. Terrorist number two is rapapa mahokhav ba'avne binyan hamesaris the gizbar skinon. We're talking about stones. So Rashi explains the way they bought stones for the Beis HaMikdash was. They didn't right away, even when they bought the stones, they bought it on credit. They didn't pay for it yet. They weren't mechalal the hekdesh on their stone yet. Why not? Because they were worried while they're building the stones, they might sit on them and make mimoyel on the stones. Therefore, what they did was, they left the stones chulin until they left them in place. Exactly. So here, the gizbar had these stones that he bought on credit, and he lent them out. So they first build it b'chal, then they makdish it. So here you lent those out and you charge ribbis. Here's a case where you could charge ribbis without having a shiloh of me'ilo by giving it out. You're not giving out money here. You get the stones don't. There's no chil on the stones. No is on the stones yet because not hekdesh yet. But it does belong to hekdesh to a certain extent. And there's no ribbis by lending out stones. By the way, as we'll see in the next parak, there's a ribbis deraisa not only on money. There's ribbis deraisa on foods, objects, anything you lend and you ask for back more. The halach is those cases are when it's lohitzan it. No, those cases there's ribbis deraisa. So two truths in how we have ribbis in our Gemara, either by a case of the flour or the case of the stones. So the Gemara writes, "Tell our Mishnah, stone steals some hekdesh." Yeah.
Someone goes and buys with a credit card.
Yeah.
Want to buy something? It says it's $100. Here's my credit card.
Right.
Or I'll give you $95 cash.
Right.
Is there anything there?
Yeah, it could be if they set two prices in the store that they write two prices. They say it's $95 with cash and $100 with credit cards. A problem. The only way it's not is if they figure out that's the fee. So usually if it's like 3%, that's the fee, the credit card fee they charge. But if it's because they want the money right away, which is like more money, then it's a problem. A lot of times they say
just to use it right away.
Right, if it's that reason. A lot of times the reason is because the credit card fee. So then, even if it's not exact, they'll say it's too hard to cheshbon, so they make it $3 even. Yeah. Ein be'em mishtume kefil. It said in our Mishnah that there is no kefil. Someone steals some hektish, he doesn't pay kefil. How do we know? Not immediately. Because the pasuk says regarding kefil, Tana Rabbanan, it doesn't buy a kefil. The pasuk reads like this. I called var pesha. Then it says that's a klal. Then it says al shar, al chamar, al se, al salma, different animals. Al kol aveda, and it says these things you pay kefil. So the Gemara Darsh is like this: Ash yema chaz of a klal, klal prat the klal yet don't know prat. Ma prat mafurish. Just like the prat, there's four behemoths. Ardova metaltal. There's something that you can move around. The gufi mamin, and they have inherent value. Af kol dova hametaltu guvim mamon. It has to be dova hametaltu guvim mamon. Yotzu kai koyish, shem hametaltu. Karkar is, it can't move around. Yotzu avodim, even though he grew them around, but the hookers look at koyish, hookers look at koyish, therefore they also have a miyat of kefil. Yotzu shtaroi shabi shem hametaltu them in guvim mamon. They're not, they don't have inherent value. And hekdeishois is also, in that pasuk it says, yishalim shnayim l're'eyu, and we make a miyat, omakra, re'eyu v'loi hekdesh. It's re'eyu and not hekdesh. So that is all the mutim for these four things from Kefil.
This is
not a pasuk aveda, but similar to aveda. This says, and the pasuk says yishalim shnayim l'reyu, so it can't be pasuk aveda. It's talking about the actually turning down his ganav, rather. It's talking about the shemichinim, shemisacha. It's talking about shemichinim there, which is turning down his ganav. But same thing. It's talking about a ganav, a kefil. So we have this mutim, we got kefil. Now, v'loy tashtum above a chamisha. Why not? There's no miyut there. Because the Torah says, shara seh, you steal, you pay four or five. A four for a seh and five for a shara. So maybe it's hektish, it should be chayiv. So my time, tashtum above a chamisha v'rachmano, v'loy tashtum ishtoish v'rachmano. Since there's no kefil, we know one of the four or five is kefil. Once there's no kefil, you can't have arba v'chamisha, because you can't have arba v'chamisha. It says, shoy mechinam ein nishba. A shoy mechinam does not swear. Now, what does that mean, shoy mechinam ein nishba? Does it mean that he doesn't swear, but he's chayiv, his tiny was stolen. So he usually has to swear, he wasn't peshe, he doesn't have to swear. Or, it means even more, that Yitaka doesn't have to swear, but let's say he was peshe, is he chayiv or not? So it's because it's Rashi and Tosfos. You look at Rashi on Daf Nun Vav, I'll read it to you because there's too many pages to do back. Then Vav and Al, Rashi on the bottom says, Einin nishpa, shaloi pasha, shaloi ziku teirel shavaleim. It's Mashman Rashi that he's potter. That he's chayiv for b'sheya. He's chayiv for b'sheya, but he's part of the neshua. Tosfos over here, right here, says shoy mechinam nishpa. Look, Tosfos nearer the who adin the inam eshalim. That filo shem esachah and pasha nearer even shem esachah to pasha nearer loy meshalim, and that's part of the miyut. But we're talking about here the miyut is in parasha shvua, therefore it's saying inam nishpa. So it's like Rashi and Tosfos if they pay for b'sheya or not. So how do we know that they don't have a shvua? Not really. Same type of drasha. The Tana Rabbanan. When it comes to a shomer, it says a shomer chinam. It says yidin ish or eil kesef or kalim lishmar v'guna v'beisa ish mi'matzei ganav shnayim shnayim. So it says klal yidin ish or eil klal kesef kalim prat v'guna v'beisa ish because of a klal klal prat the klal then going to prat my prat first dom metal to guv imamin it can be moved and it has value I've called dom metal to guv imamin yotzu kakoyis shem metaltem kakoyis that you can't move around yotzu v'avon shkuv shakoyis. Yotu shtarois shavish metaltem inguf mamon. It doesn't have value. Hekdesh is amakra re'eyu re'eyu v'lishah hekdesh. It says again, gidin ishul re'eyu, and that comes to mayit hekdesh from the parasha of shemichinam of shvuah of shemichinam. Nois is sachar eino meshalim. Not immediately. How do we know? Tana Rabbanu learned in the brayso also a pasuk where it says by shemisachar. It says kiten ishul re'eyu chamar ishar oisav v'chol behema lishmar umeis oinishbar oinishba in roya. So it says that by inis you don't pay, but by getting ready you do pay. That's what it says in the pasuk. Now again, here we also have kiten ishul re'eyu klal chamar ishar oisav prat v'chol behema lishmar is chaz v'klal again a rule or klal klal prat the klal iadon elakena prat. We darshan, it has to be like the prat. My prat first dova metal to guvim mamon. I've called dova metal to guvim mamon. Yotzu kakoyis, it's coming to exclude kakoyis she'im metaltem, that you can't move around. Yotzu avodim shushu kakoyis, it's coming to exclude avodim the hooks of kakoyis. Yotzu stars, obviously metaltem, even though you could move them around, ain gufa mamon, they're not gufa mamon. Hekdesh is omakra, the pasuk says, gidnesh re'eyu, and we darshan omakra, re'eyu, re'eyu, beloi shal hekdesh. Reu and not Hekdesh. Should we go back to or stop here? Okay, I think I'll just stop here. Okay.